Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Max, Anissa and Eliza with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a clinical team is reviewing the scans of thousands of patients at a hospital in Caboolture after it emerged imaging results may not have been reviewed by doctors. The number of patients has now increased from 9,000 to more than 12,500. The issue, which affects patients dating back to April 2023, only became public after the health service was alerted after a patient, who has since died, went to the emergency department in a serious condition, unaware they had advanced cancer. A further 4 patients have been contacted since the review began 2 weeks ago. The problem stemmed from a change to internal process in April 2023, which meant paper copies of medical imaging reports may not have been given to clinicians, and the hospital could not be certain the electronic reports had been reviewed either. Health Minister Tim Nicholls said yesterday that since the reviews were announced on September 30, more than 7,341 patients' images have been checked and cleared.
Queensland's $20 million Women's Career Grants program will provide one-off grants up to $5,000 to support over 4,000 women aged 18-plus who have been out of work for more than 6 months. The grants help cover costs like childcare, workwear, training, job readiness, technology, and relocation to remove barriers to workforce re-entry. Premier David Crisafulli emphasized the grant's aim to unlock economic security and remove obstacles preventing women from returning to work. Applications open November 3, with the first payments expected before year-end. In national news, the CSIRO is facing significant budget shortfalls and will cut costs by reducing research units and staff with 12.7% headcount reduction since July 2024, equating to about 818 jobs lost and more cuts expected. Funding as a percentage of GDP has declined to the lowest level since 1978, dropping from 0.16% of GDP in 1978 to 79 to 0.03% in 2024 to 25. This reflects real-term cuts despite stable nominal amounts. CSIRO leadership acknowledges budget constraints, impacting infrastructure and the cost of doing science, forcing the organization to restructure and prioritize research areas for impact. The Community and Public Sector Union warns these cuts risk Australia's long-term innovation and productivity, urging government intervention to secure CSIRO's future, given its historic role in major scientific innovations.
Data from 5.7 million Qantas customers has been leaked onto the dark web, urging customers to be on high aware for scams. A hacker group called Scattered Lapses Hunters has stolen data from a software giant called Salesforce, which Qantas used to store data, originally on June 30th, which has just now been leaked. The attack also saw data stolen from another 38 companies using Salesforce, which has only been leaked yesterday as Salesforce failed to pay a ransom to the hackers within a particular time frame. Professor Daswin De Silva, Professor of AI and Analytics at La Trobe University, has said, "Certain cyber criminals will create the software and the techniques, and then it will be outsourced to others to conduct the attack. This is increasing in frequency and the scale of the attacks. This is likely a hobby group that is trying to take advantage of compromised cybersecurity services." In international news, US President Donald Trump and regional leaders in the Middle East have signed a declaration to secure a ceasefire in Gaza. Trump has hailed this as a tremendous day for the Middle East, as a declaration was signed just hours after Israel and Hamas exchanged hostages and prisoners. This event has occurred after Trump's attendance in a Gaza summit in Egypt, where he and the leaders from Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar signed as the guarantors to the declaration and Gaza agreement. Trump has said, followed by a standing ovation, "For so many families across this land, it has been years since you've known a single day of true peace, not only for Israelis, but also for Palestinians and for many others. The long and painful nightmare is finally over."
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy and it's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach 9.9, which is considered very high. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.